I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Don't worry about all that snow on the ground. It's no reason to stay cooped up indoors. When we come back, I'll detail some of the outdoors opportunities that are still viable for West Virginia sportsmen at this early date in the year.
Someone once compared sporting clays to playing golf with a shotgun. When was the last time golf was this exciting? Every station offers a different challenge, but they all have one thing in common. The action is fast, and you have to earn every broken target. Not what you expected? Then give shooting a try.
To learn how to get started, visit wheretoshoot.org.
Wintertime tends to make everybody suffer from cabin fever, but it doesn't have to be that way. There are plenty of small game hunting opportunities still out there. Jim Evans with the DNR tells us among those opportunities would be rough grouse hunting. Although never a really high percentage hunt, grouse hunting has been better for 2007.
Well, it's probably the same as it's been the last 4 or 5 years, but last year we had a little better grouse brood year, but this year, this spring, they were down a little bit again, so grouse hunting won't be as good this fall, we're predicting, as it was last year.
There are also cottontail rabbits out there that are still in season.
Rabbit hunting is kind of spotty in West Virginia. You find them wherever you have rabbit cover, and that's usually in the big river valleys, like the Ohio River and Kanawha River valleys, and over in the eastern panhandle in the orchard country.
In recent years, rabbit hunting has dropped off in interest, largely because the numbers of rabbits have dropped off. And Evan says that's because everything's grown up and rabbits have fewer and fewer places to be.
That's just a function of what they call early successional habitat disappearing. That's the brush piles and the shrubs and things that first grow up when a farm is abandoned. That was the best rabbit cover. And, of course, most of that's gone now. Those old farms have grown up into forest now, and it's in forest cover.
Coon hunting opportunities abound until the end of February, and a lot of guys are chasing dogs all around the hills and hollers of the state, and coons are in abundance. Trapping is becoming more and more popular all the time, particularly with the fur price on the mend.
It certainly ebbs and flows with the price of the fur, but fur prices are starting to come up the last couple of years, and we're seeing a good deal of interest in trapping fur bears, and of course with the coyotes coming in from the west, we now have pretty good coyote populations, and that's a species that the trappers kind of like to trap.
And the coyote is quickly becoming a quarry of choice among hunters as well.
Predator calling for coyotes is something that's pretty exciting things when you get a coyote coming in.
All kinds of chances to hunt still out there in the state of West Virginia. You just have to get out there and do it. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that's the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.